The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Carl Jackson Show Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever podcasts are found. You can go to Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble. Please subscribe to our YouTube and Rumble channels. All right, the Carl Jackson Show on YouTube and Rumble. You can follow me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show or Carl Jackson Show on Gitter and Twitter. But if you search The Carl Jackson Show, you'll find me. Also, please, please, please support our sponsor, Mike Lindell of MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You guys all know Mike Lindell. He's the juggernaut of the company, the founder and the CEO, helping to give all of us a good night's rest. Now, right now, MyPillow is offering an exclusive offer on their bed sheet, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98, and believe me when I tell you, they feel good to sleep in. There's a six-piece towel set. It's made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. They typically retail at $89.98. But for my listeners, they're only $39.98 when you use the promo code Carl. So all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and please go there because there is a limited supply. But go to MyPillow.com, click on that radio listener square and enter my name, Carl with the C, or give them a call, 1-800-858-0263. Christmas is closing in on us. Just go to MyPillow.com. Tons of great deals for you there. I mean, again, use the promo code Carl, search the website, and go crazy for Christmas, a good place to go shopping and get a lot of your shopping done. Okay, let's get into the podcast for today. Why is King Biden so silent when it comes to both the China protests that have erupted across China and the Brazilian protests, which the mainstream media right here in the United States is trying to completely ignore? I'm going to use some audio to help make my point, some video to help make my point. So for those of you that are listening just by audio, I hope you will check us out on rumble.com and also youtube.com so that you can see the videos. I'm going to play a video of Klaus Schwab. And for those of you that are listening as well, you want to pay attention to this. And I'll explain to you why Biden is silent when it comes to the China protests and when it comes to the Brazilian protests. So here is Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, the guy that looks and sounds like a devil.
We are coming out thanks also to the leadership of China in terms of fighting the pandemic, in terms of reinvigorating its economy. We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset which we all need. This global reset is necessary because we have seen that our policies which we pursued before the coronavirus struck us, that those policies do not create the necessary inclusion of society, necessary for harmonious societal development. And they do not create the sustainability of what we are doing. Just think of the global warming, how fast it is developing in the opposite into the negative direction. So we have a great opportunity at this moment, like we had after World War II, to have in some way a new beginning in our global cooperation, in globalization, in managing our global affairs. I hope that we will not miss this opportunity.
That's Klaus Schwab. of the World Economic Forum. Do you know why Biden is silent on what's happening in China, the protests that have erupted all across China? Why Biden is silent, and we'll play some more audio for you and play some more videos for you shortly here. Why Biden is silent about what's happening in Brazil? Because Biden is Klaus Schwab. Obviously, not physically, not identically, right? He believes the same way that Klaus Schwab does. This wasn't exactly the audio that I was looking for, but my producer ran across it, and I think it still fits. This guy, Klaus Schwab, is a guy whom we thought would have been depicted as, you know, we thought this would have been a conspiracy theorist or a conspiracy theory, rather. This guy is so unreal when you think about the magnitude of evil that it takes to express what this guy has just expressed. And now you know that the president of the United States, our president, I hate saying that word, the selected president of the United States, or King Biden, or Chairman Biden, as Jennifer Horn of AM 870, The Answer in Los Angeles, says, this guy believes the same way that Klaus Schwab does. He agrees with Xi Jinping of the Communist Party. Yes, I know that Xi Jinping has dirt on Joe Biden. We all know that. We all know that. You know why it doesn't matter to Joe Biden as much? Because Joe Biden is anti-American. I got to tell you this. I don't even necessarily know that I believe that Barack Obama was completely anti-American. Yes, he wanted to fundamentally transform the system. He wanted to work, or he tried to work, even with Obamacare, within the framework of the Constitution. It was the weirdest thing. Now, he didn't like the Bill of Rights, so he wanted the type of dictatorial power and authoritarian power that Biden is exuding today. But Biden seems to be clearly anti-American. And I think Biden doesn't think much of his corruption, and he's willing to squash anyone that reveals it simply because Biden sees this as the way of the world. He is not American per se. He's an authoritarian. Now, he happens to have been a not for good senator for all of these years before he became vice president and president. But you think about it. For a half century, this man, Joe Biden, in the White House, that's now in the White House, resides in the White House. All he's known is power over people for 50 years. This guy cannot relate to the average everyday American. Who can he relate to? If you've been in the Senate, the vice presidency, and now the White House for a half century, who does he relate to? Only the world's elite, because he has never tried to be. He was never Lunchbox Joe. Look at his voting record. I encourage you. The guy has always been left wing. He was to the left of Barack Obama. So this guy has always been a left winger. He has always been a radical. And the packaging, what the media portrayed to us, was that he was Lunchbox Joe. He was this ordinary guy. You've even heard other politicians on both sides of the aisle talk about, oh, you know, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is just Joe Biden. He's just your normal, average, everyday, you know, moderate Democrat, except he wasn't. In his voting record, he may have acted that way. He may have spoke that way to them. But when he voted, Biden has always been a radical leftist. He has always leaned to authoritarianism. He has always leaned towards big government. And so why isn't Biden talking speaking up about the protests in China, besides the fact that Xi Jinping and the rest of the world likely has dirt on Joe Biden? Because he agrees with Xi Jinping's style, Klaus Schwab's style. The audio that I was actually looking for with Klaus Schwab was audio that said and we don't have to worry about searching for it, but Klaus Schwab said something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing here, but the model that the rest of the world should follow is what Xi Jinping is doing. what Xi Jinping is doing. What the heck are you talking about? You evil freaking devil. All right, hat tip CBC. Chinese police search people's phones after anti-lockdown protests erupt across the country. And again, we'll play some video for you and some audio for you shortly here. Sympathy protests held in several world cities amid protests unprecedented since Xi Jinping took power. All right. So China cities have been gripped by the most widespread protests seen in decades. According to the CBC, public anger is directed at the country's strict pandemic measures, but doesn't stop there. So here's what you need to know. The protests erupted after a fire killed at least 10 in the city of, I don't know how to pronounce this word, but Urumqi, U-R-U-M-Q-I, where some people have been locked in their homes for 4 months. There's video of this. Literally, I can't take it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little wuss when it comes to hearing that. But there's video. There's video out there. Perhaps we should search for it. And it went viral, where you could literally hear people screaming for their lives as they're being burnt to death. Can you imagine? What? Just stop and think about this. Just stop and think about this. China is trying to achieve zero COVID. They want this zero COVID policy. They don't want it to spread, which tells you how deadly it is, which tells you how deadly this thing that they unleashed across the globe tells you exactly how deadly and dangerous that they know it is. So they want this zero COVID policy. They're willing to lock people down, shut people down in their homes, weld their door shuts, close them in where they literally have fencing and not even barbed wire. These spikes that I saw in video that look like, I can't even explain them. They look like little knives sticking up over these fences so that if people tried to crawl out, they would seriously stab themselves. This is sick. This is evil. And this is who Joe Biden is. That's why he's silent. It isn't just that he's corrupt. It's because Klaus Schwab and Xi Jinping is who Joe Biden is, or who he wants to be. We live in a sick, sick world, and we have to understand who this man is in the White House. Now, many people will say, listen, he's senile. He doesn't know what he's doing. Someone's running the White House. True, true, true. All of that is true to some extent. But there's times where he's lucid, and there's times that, you know, he obviously gets it. He himself, it's been reported that he went into the White House wanting to be this progressive that did more than FDR did. He's trying to achieve that. This guy is going full tilt authoritarianism, and he has the minions in place to help him achieve his policies. Yesterday, I was saying on my radio show, local radio show on AM 950, The Answer, when America is weak, the world suffers. And that's exactly what we're seeing across the globe. We've got a weak leader in the White House. The world is suffering as a result. But not only is he weak, he's corrupt and he's evil. A lot of people don't like to use that word. They want to run away from it when it comes to our politicians or Joe Biden or someone in a political party inside of the United States of America. He's evil. Joe Biden is evil. You need to hear it. You need to say it. His policies are evil. Why else would he be silent when it comes to dictators like Xi Jinping and what's happening in China? Where literally you have university students. I want to make sure that I read more of this. You have university students. Where are my notes here? I got all types of notes. At multiple universities inside Shanghai, Beijing, Nanjing, crowds of students, they congregated to remember the victims and denounce China's zero COVID-19 policy. And again, this is this zero COVID-19 policy. They want to snuff it out altogether. They want to snuff out the virus entirely through strict control measures. They don't look at people as people. These people are evil. They are inhumane. You know, they will Xi Jinping. When these students stand up, when these protesters stand up in China, guys, this isn't the United States of America. You know what communism is? These people will be killed. These people will be silenced. They are tracking ring the phones of the protesters in China to make sure they can be to make sure they can be arrested. And you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? They're going to disappear. They're going to disappear. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow on Twitter because I'm telling you, I didn't know what to think about Elon Musk, but I'm really starting to believe he was a godsend. I really think God is using that man. I'll get in that more tomorrow. I'm going to dive into that tomorrow on a podcast. But even the CCP has such control of how Twitter and how Google operates in their country that Twitter, when people try to send out messages on Twitter, right away what's happening, instead of being able to show protests or if people search, I'm sorry, on Twitter, what's happening are porn sites and porn memes or whatever are popping up so that people can't even search and see what's happening. Because apparently protests like this erupt all the time in China, but typically it's against the local municipalities. So to see this popping up against Xi Jinping, this is different. This is different. When it pops up against local authority and local municipalities, they squash it. The people probably don't die. Maybe they go to jail. Maybe they suffer a little bit. I don't know exactly, but from everything that I've read, it's not as serious, except when you stand up to the what we would consider the federal government, the national government of China, the Chinese Communist Party. You stand up against them, you die. These people know what's at stake, and they're protesting anyway. And Biden is silent because he believes in exactly what Klaus Schwab says. He looks at both the pandemic. He looks at climate change as a way to not fundamentally transform America, but to reset the entire world and the way that we do business and the way that the economy works and the way that we're treated medically. It will be a society or a world of the have and the have nots. And the elites like Biden will obviously be the haves because they would have stolen it from us, and we will be the have nots. So Biden is silent, not just because he's corrupt, because that's what you're going to hear all across the spectrum on conservative talk radio and TV. It's not just because he's corrupt. It's because he's evil, and he thinks like Xi Jinping, and he thinks like Klaus Schwab. This guy is anti-American. I don't know. I like to be careful with my words, even though I get very passionate. I'm not sure. I'll have to go back in history and check. But I'm not sure. Perhaps Woodrow Wilson. I'm not sure that a presidency has existed where I can clearly say that the president of the United States was anti-American. So much so that he even went beyond Barack Obama, not just trying to fundamentally transform America by using the Constitution and by undermining, you know, our schools and all this kind of stuff, infiltrating our schools, our university systems, our college systems with CRT. This is a guy in Joe Biden that wants to get rid of the United States and the way that it exists today in total and just be a part of this global community. This sounds like conspiracy theory crap. Now, I got some headlines in front of you that I want to make sure that I read. First, let me just finish up a couple of points on what's happening in China. And then I want to play this video for you because I want you to understand that these people, they're not playing. They're not like these little woke college students and these lefties that we see out here protesting, against pro-life organizations and all that kind of stuff. They're not like these little woke punks. These are people that understand the difference between freedom and death. I mean, remember our founder, who was it that said, I forget which founder said, give me liberty or death. That's essentially what these people are saying. Give me liberty or give me death, because that's what their protests amount to. It's pretty freaking amazing. No sign of new protests in Beijing, Shanghai on Monday, where police have made themselves highly visible. The protests are rolling global markets. Sending oil prices lower, the U.S. dollar higher, with Chinese stocks in the yuan falling sharply. Again, police on Monday stopped and searched people at the sites of weekend protests in Shanghai and Beijing after crowds there in other Chinese cities demonstrated against stringent COVID-19 measures, disrupting lives 3 years into the pandemic. From the streets of several Chinese cities to dozens of university campuses, protesters made a show of civil disobedience unprecedented since leader Xi Jinping assumed power a decade ago. During his tenure, Xi has overseen the quashing of dissent and expansion of a high-tech social surveillance system that has made protests more difficult and riskier. What we object to, this is one of the protesters, what we object to is these restrictions on people's rights in the name of virus prevention and the restrictions on individual freedom and people's livelihoods, said Jason Sun, a college student in Shanghai. I wonder if he's alive today. I wonder if he's alive today. Do you know that journalists are missing all of a sudden? Man. All right, let's do this. Gabe, let's go ahead and roll the video of the protesters in China. Guys, when you watch this video, I want you to, or hear this video for those of you that just might be listening to the audio, I want you to watch it, or I want you to hear it with a totally different mindset. These are people, when they attend protests, where they are literally standing up to Xi Jinping, where they are telling Xi Jinping to step down. That's what they were chanting. Step down. Xi Jinping, step down. They were holding up blank sheets of paper, the symbols for the resistance against the Chinese Communist Party. These people are telling him, give me liberty or give me death. So when you hear this, when you watch this, watch it with that in mind. These people are serious about their freedom. They have had enough. Let's roll the video, Gabe.
Across China, citizens and police clashing in the streets. Law enforcement racing to contain remarkable shows of opposition to China's President Xi Jinping. Some in Beijing openly calling for him to step down. This woman saying we should end his dictatorship and Xi only cares about himself. Frustrations with China's super strict zero COVID policy prompting thousands to protest Xi and his Communist Party while demanding freedom and denouncing censorship.
The zero COVID policy has been a disaster. Both economically and politically inside China.
Asian financial markets were down in early trading on news of the rare China protest and supply chain concerns. At Foxconn's largest iPhone plant, police in hazmat suits seen coming to blows with protesters last week, following reports of workers upset by delays in bonus payouts and the company's handling of a COVID outbreak. Apple already reporting delays for some iPhone models. The demonstrations ramping up after 10 people died in a fire at an apartment complex in the western city of Urumqi. Residents blaming China's COVID measures for hindering rescue efforts, claiming it took fire crews 3 hours to knock out flames, which officials deny. The world now watching to see how President Xi responds.
It is unimaginable that they will try to resolve the issue by backing down. Changing the policy. It is not the Xi Jinping style.
And the BBC is condemning China's arrest of one of its photographers while covering anti-government protests in Shanghai, saying he was also beaten by Chinese police. The BBC says it did not receive an immediate apology or explanation and is refuting officials' claims he was arrested to protect him from COVID.
Huh. All right, Urumqi, that's the name of the town, Urumqi. Well, Carl, you're going too far. All right, you're going too far. This guy, Biden, the selected president, Chairman Biden, he's not an authoritarian, all right? He's got some far right-wing people, you know, in the United States and that have gotten out of control, the J6 protesters and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you're going too far by calling this guy an authoritarian. You're going too far by saying this guy is evil. I mean, Carl, come on, be more careful with your words. No, he is evil. He is authoritarian. Hats at Breitbart. Biden pressured Trudeau to clamp down on the Freedom Convoy truckers, according to a report or according to an inquiry. Now, those of us that have paid any attention to Biden's presidency over the last nearly couple of years now have said all along that this guy is an authoritarian. He is ruling with a heavy fist. This guy is not the guy that he pretends to be. He never was Lunchbox Joe. This guy is a guy that is willing to use the power of the government to crush you, to crush you. We got J6 protesters that are being jailed without bail for freaking trespassing charges. And when there was an outcry about that, okay, we'll just up the charges. Domestic terrorist. He hasn't killed them. Thank God we're not there yet. But this is a slippery slope. This is a slippery slope. U.S. President or Chairman Joe Biden and others in his administration allegedly pressured the Canadian government to shut down the Freedom Convoy protest in February. This according to testimony in the public inquiry into Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's, also Chairman Trudeau, the little wannabe dictator there, use of the Emergency Act against the trucker-led protests against lockdown restrictions in February. Chairman Biden and U.S. Transport Secretary Pete Booty, I call him Booty because his policies stink, all right, get your head out of the gutter. Transport Secretary Pete Booty, among others, urged the Canadian government to clamp down on the peaceful protests. On February 14th, Trudeau took the unprecedented action of using emergency powers that you guys might remember to clear the truck blockades in downtown Ottawa. But that's not all he did. That's not all he did. This is when the little wannabe dictator got a taste of power after he clamped down on the truckers. Now, he was called by Joe Biden, I think it was 3 days. Yep. The decision to crack down on truckers came 3 days after Chairman Trudeau spoke with Chairman Biden of the United States of America. And what else did this guy do besides clear the truck blockades in downtown Ottawa when these people were protesting? Carl, they were out of line. Okay. We can agree to disagree. But he also did this. He froze their bank accounts. You remember that? The federal government, you think of Trudeau as a federal government, all right? It comes in and freezes the personal bank accounts of citizens, of individuals, little peons, people that struggle, people that don't have bodyguards, you know, people that don't have tons of money like Justin Trudeau, you know, a little spoiled brat whose father was in power as well, who was a little wannabe dictator himself. You know, these are truckers that are just trying to get by, trying to make a living to pay their bills like the everyday average American is. And he froze their bank accounts. Okay. They don't have enough. They don't have enough cash on them to survive. That's exactly the point. You can lose your livelihood. You can lose your home. You can starve to death as far as they're concerned. All of these guys are alike. All of these guys are alike. See, Trudeau and Biden happened to lead countries that had some semblance of freedom before they entered office. But they admire the Xi Jinpings. They admire the Klaus Schwabs of the world. And that's where they want to go. That's who they want to be like, because that's bigger than their nation. That's global power. It's not just national power. It's global power. And because they have no God, because they have no morality except power itself, they want the ultimate. They can never be satisfied. And they will never be satisfied. So he froze their bank accounts, and then he ordered the removal of their trucks. He didn't just order the removal of their trucks. He took their trucks away, where these people couldn't make a living again. Now, perhaps they got their trucks back. I heard some rumors that they might have, but, you know, I'm not sure at this point. Now, Trudeau had complained about America's influence, you know, all us freedom-loving Americans that were protesting the lockdowns here. You know, we were influencing them. Also, we were sending the protesters money. How dare private citizens send private citizens money? We can't do that. That's not allowed. Unbelievable. The day before the Biden-Trudeau call, Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland wrote in an email to her subordinates of the sentiment among her American counterparts. They are very, very, very worried, quote unquote. She goes on to say, if this is not sorted out in the next 12 hours, all of their northeastern car plants will shut down, close quote. They were in a panic. Those truckers were wreaking havoc. Those truckers were making the government officials in Canada very concerned, as well as the United States. But instead of comply, instead of saying, you know what, instead of listening to their voters, instead of listening to the people and say, all right, maybe we've gone too far with our policies. No, Canada and the U.S. says let's double down. Because they're little dictators. They're little dictators. During the public inquiry, Freeland said that the protests made her concerned that Canada was, quote, in the process of doing long-term and possibly irreparable harm to our trading relationship with the U.S., close quote, explaining that there were many Democrats and Republicans in Congress who could use the event to introduce more protectionist trade barriers against Canada. On Thursday, she said that the White House had also relayed concerns over Canadian protesters blocking the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Canada to Detroit and serves as a key border crossing for automakers. All right. Appearing before the inquiry on Friday, Justin Trudeau defended his use of the emergency powers by invoking the potential of violence and death at the largely peaceful protests. Right. So there was threats of violence and death. He said, all right, when there's a national emergency, Trudeau says, and I'm quoting, and serious threats of violence to Canadians, and you have a tool that you should use, how would I explain it to the family of a police officer who was killed, or a grandmother who got run over trying to stop a truck, or a protester who was killed, close quote. The trucks were parked. They weren't trying to harm anybody. They were trying to send a message, you little liar. But that's what dictators do. They lie. See, these people put them in power, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the comments were ironic. The column goes on to say, given that the public inquiry also revealed that Trudeau's own government ministers allegedly raised the idea of deploying military tanks to disperse the protest movement. Trudeau went on to somewhat confusingly say that protests should not be used to try to, quote, demand changes to public policy, something that I think is worrisome. Oh, you can't protest to change public policy. Man, that's not a free country anymore. So sad. Canadian Transport Minister Omar Alghabra also claimed that the U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made the unusual, quote unquote, step of calling him to question whether there was, quote, a plan to resolve, close quote, the protest. So America and Canada were concerned. The protests were taking, the protests were very effective, and the people in power had to decide whether they were going to double down or loosen their restrictions on the population. And they decided to double down. Why? Because Joe Biden is just like Xi Jinping and Klaus Schwab. He believes just as they do. He's beyond America. He's anti-American. He is beyond America. The last audio that I want to play for you, because I'm sure a lot of you have not been paying attention to what's going on in Brazil, all right? And they have had massive protests there in favor of Bolsonaro, who, quote unquote, lost the election, nearly a month ago or so in Brazil. But I want to play this audio for you and also video, and I want you guys to understand something different. And let me set the tone, because something slightly different is happening in Brazil. Now, Bolsonaro, I was watching a video on, I think it was Vice News or Fox News. I can't remember which one. One of the far left-wing news, radical left-wing news organizations, a bunch of radical lefties, right? And everything they portrayed when they were talking about Bolsonaro, far right. What's the implication? He's a fascist. He's an authoritarian. Not the guy who, quote unquote, won the election, but Bolsonaro, the guy in Brazil, the president in Brazil, who gave citizens back their gun rights. Let me tell you something. Here's something that fascists will never do. Here's something that dictators will never, ever do. How do you know that a leader is not a dictator when he tells the citizens, or he allows the citizens to be armed? That's when you know he's not a fascist. He's not a dictator. Bolsonaro, for the first time, I believe, in decades, allowed the Brazilian people to be armed. Now, having said that, I want to set the tone with this video. And also, anyway, let me just set the tone. And I'm going to talk Bolsonaro and Biden again quickly as we close out this podcast. But Gabe, if you will, go ahead and play the audio of the protests that have erupted across Brazil that's getting no media play. And I'll explain why Biden isn't talking about it.
The president's office may have conceded defeat, but many of Jair Bolsonaro's millions of supporters have not. They took to the streets of Sao Paulo in their thousands. The national flag waved above the crowds as they gathered outside the headquarters of the military's southeastern command. They're calling for an intervention. Put simply, they want a military coup. They despise the leftist policies of Lula da Silva, and they want him out by any means.
He cannot take the power. The people is on the street. We want the military take over and do no election, you know?
We are defending our... How can I say direct?
Liberty?
Liberty, property, family, and our people, our family are above all. No communists, please. We must to fight until we give our liberty.
Haulage lorries began the anti-Lula protests by blocking roads across the country. They've become a symbol of the protest movement against the election result.
Well, these people are hoping that if they can keep up these sort of rallies, if they can close roads and perhaps affect the economy, then the military will intervene. But so far, they've said very, very little. In fact, it appears that they want to maintain a completely neutral stance.
Many here thought the fervour of Bolsonaro supporters would have been dampened. It hasn't been. They've taken to the streets in 70 cities across the country, keeping the momentum going when even Bolsonaro's strongest political allies have publicly said the game is over will be hard for these people to achieve. It was a close election, but they did lose. Stuart Ramsey, Sky News, Sao Paulo.
All right, so they did, quote-unquote, lose. A lot of people don't feel, quote-unquote, that they lost. And actually, if you listen to, I've watched some interviews of many of the people, for them, it's not necessarily the policies of this particular guy that won the election out there, that won, quote-unquote, the election out there. This guy, Luis Inácio Lula da Silva. This guy is a convicted felon. He is a convicted felon. This guy was supposed to spend decades in jail, if not over a decade in jail. But ironically, the judges that he put in place into the Supreme Court of Brazil are the same judges that released him when he had only spent, less than 2 years in prison of a sentence where he was supposed to spend at least 12 years. These people let him out in time to run. This guy was a thief. This guy was corrupt as all get out. And when he stood before the court system, every single judge agreed that this guy unanimously, that he was a thief, that he was corrupt, that he should go to jail, and he was a convicted felon. But the government and the judges that he put in place are the very judges that released him. Why isn't Joe Biden talking about this? Why is Biden silent about this? Because these people that are Bolsonaro supporters, want a new government put back in place. These people are armed now because Bolsonaro allowed them, gave them back their God-given rights to be able to defend themselves with firearms. These people are armed. Here's the weird thing. They are asking for a military coup because it's done differently, supposedly, in Brazil. But anyway, this is what they're asking for. This is not a nothing burger. This is a huge deal. Biden doesn't want to talk about this. Biden is silent about this because these are people, citizens, that are standing up to overturn a system that they believe is absolutely corrupted. And they believe that's what they experienced nearly a month ago. They believe Bolsonaro won. and they want Article 142 invoked. All right, so here's what the streets are flooded with people. I mean, they're massive protests. If you go online to search, if Google allows you to, you got to search a little bit. They still exist. They still exist. They've been going on for weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, just solid protests all over Brazil. Now, let me tell you what Article 42 is. So Article 42 is what the protesters are demanding, and they want intervention. They want intervention. All right. So basically, in the Brazilian Constitution, it says that the military has the role of, quote, guaranteeing constitutional powers, close quote, under the, quote, supreme authority of the president, close quote. All right. So according to constitutional lawyers and past court rulings, the New York Times opined on this. The article does not allow the military to take control of the government. But what it does allow the military to do, to say there was a constitutional grievance here or a constitutional wrong, we have the power to correct it and put the supreme authority of the president back in place. So that's what these people are asking their military to do under Article 142, is to is to embrace the power that they have and use their military power to say, no, I'm sorry, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva did not really win. That's what they're wanting. That's what they're wanting. And so Bolsonaro goes back in place. These people are asking for a military coup. That's how corrupt they believe their system is in Brazil. That's how corrupt they believe it is. There were plenty of interviews that I watched where they said, if this guy, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, because he's been in power before, if he gets back in power, this guy is an authoritarian, they say. And they said they do not want to be Cuba. They do not want to be Venezuela. How does this tie into Biden again? Well, Biden pushes for to ban semi-automatic firearms. He says there's no social redeeming value. Why is Biden so anti-American? What does he hate about America? What does he hate about American law? What does he hate about the Bill of Rights? Chairman Biden on Thanksgiving said that he is going to try to curtail the Second Amendment freedoms of law-abiding Americans by banning, quote, semi-automatic firearms, close quote, after a couple of recent shootings. All right. So no word on the Moscow, Idaho stabbings, right, where four people were murdered, four college students were murdered by someone wielding a knife. No word about that. You know that more murders are committed, right, by knives and hammers in the United States rather than firearms. No word about that. Biden made the remarks after a recent shooting at Club Q by a man who reportedly identifies as non-binary. So he's one of their peeps, if you will. And after a store manager shot up a Walmart, a black store manager that was upset with employees shot up a Walmart. Biden, here's what he said. I'm sick and tired of these shootings. We should have much stricter gun laws. It'd be amazing if he said that. Like, I would take him seriously if he would say that in Chicago, right? But he doesn't. Look, the idea that we're not enforcing red flag laws, period, just based on knowledge, not on parents saying or a loved one saying you should arrest this person now for his own sake, is ridiculous, Biden says. He goes on to say, the idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturers. Actually, the rationale is freedom, you anti-American Chairman Biden. The rationale is freedom. That's why the founders put it in place. They wanted to protect Americans from people like you, from dictators like you. Listen, I don't try to be hyperbolic. I really do not. The guy's a dictator. He wants to be a dictator. He admires dictators. He's corrupt because he understands that's how dictators work. So what? So what? So I use my son. So what? So do other leaders of the world. This is how Biden thinks. I'm telling you. It's not that he's just corrupt. He's evil. And he has a bent towards authoritarianism. That's why he hasn't spoken out on China, nor will he. That's why he hasn't spoken out against Brazil or up for the Brazilian protesters, nor will he, because he thinks like Xi Jinping and Klaus Schwab. It's as simple as that. trying to ban firearms isn't Biden's first rodeo. He's not talking about banning self-defense rifles or sporting rifles that they try to call weapons of mass destruction. And he's not talking about that. Or military-style weapons. He's talking about all semi-automatic guns. Guys, that's everything but a cowboy shooter. And once they get down to a cowboy shooter, then they'll outlaw those too. This guy is a tyrant. And you have to be aware of what we're dealing with going into 2024. We need to make sure this guy loses if he intends to run. And it looks like he may. Why not just use a senile old guy if the leftists, the World Economic Forum, and Xi Jinping can get their way in the United States? Why not just keep running with the corrupt, evil politician you've got in place? Guys, listen, I hope you, I thank you for listening to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. I really appreciate you being out there, allowing me to vent. guys, we got to fight to restore America. I'm a constitutional restorationist. That's what I am. We didn't conserve anything. We failed at that. Now it's time to fight to restore the Constitution. It is the roadmap back to freedom. That's what it is. And so anything that's outside of the bounds of the Constitution, I'm going to bring to your attention. Anyone that's anti-American, like Chairman Biden himself, I'm going to bring to your attention. So anyway, please subscribe to the podcast wherever you can find your podcast or wherever you go for your podcast. Again, you can go to thecarljacksonshow.com. Make sure you put the word "the" in front. You can go to salempodcastnetwork.com or again, wherever you get your podcast. And please, please follow me on social media. The Carl Jackson Show on social media is where you can find me. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Getter. So I really want to build up Truth Social, really want to build up Twitter. Twitter is alive and popping again with Elon Musk. I'm going to be talking about him tomorrow, a lot of news about him. And also I'm going to be talking about Sam Bankman Fried with friends of ours from Sherlock Market Research. Again, a lot of news that is broken in the crypto market. So I want to make sure that I bring that to you as well tomorrow. So look forward to that when you tune in, all the latest and the latest news with what's going on with the crypto markets and why I believe that God might be using Elon Musk. I can't believe I was not a big fan of Elon Musk, to be honest with you. You know, not that I'm dishonest with you, I wasn't a big fan of his until this Twitter thing. It's been unreal. I heard Jason Whitlock say on Tucker Carlson's show last night, it's almost too good to be true, or at least it has been so far. And that is how I feel. So I've come to the conclusion that God is using Elon Musk and he's allowing himself to be used by God. That's the only thing that I can, only conclusion I can arrive at. And I'll bring you evidence of that tomorrow. All right, guys, again, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition. Please subscribe to the podcast. Find me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. Support MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener square. Use the promo code Carl or type in the promo code Carl, C-A-R-L, or give them a call, 1-800-858-0263. And until next time, guys, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.